Thanks for calling customer support. This is Dominic. How can I assist you?
Yes, sir. I noticed a charge on my credit card for $67.32. Can you tell me what that's for?
Yes, may I have your zip code, please?
63126.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
Joe Fultz, F-U-L-T-Z.
Okay, can you verify that shipping address for me?
Yeah, 9321 Yours Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63126.
Okay, just give me 1 second while this account loads, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I do apologize. My system is moving slow. Just bear with me, okay?
No problem. No problem.
Okay, so I see where you went in on December 20th and placed an order for a Keurig. It's K-E-U-R-I-G.
K-E-U-R-I-G. What is that?
Just give me 1 second. Let me take a look into it because we are just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and over 400 products. So just give me 1 second, okay?
A coffee maker or something, sounds like to me.
Yes, just give me 1 second. So it doesn't show me exactly what product that is by us being just a third party, but what it seems like is it's a coffee maker, but it's not an automatic win. It's a drawing to win that where you paid the $5.74. Do you recall that?
Yeah, I remember paying that, but I don't see it on my
So you're saying that you did pay the $5.74?
I don't see that on my credit card account.
You said you don't see that on your credit card account?
Well, I see it down here. I see it down here on the 20th. Well, this bill is for the 24th. And I don't remember authorizing that 6732.
Okay, so yes, the reason why you was charged a 6732 is because it does state in the terms and conditions that customer orders a free gift, paying only shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly membership where they receive a voucher. But because you did not call in and get it canceled with that drawing, then it did enroll you into a membership. And that carriage, it was an entry to win. It wasn't an automatic win.
Oh, that was deceiving. I didn't authorize that.
Okay, so, yes, sir, I can get it canceled for you. That's no problem.
Okay. What about the other $5.74? Did that cancel too? On 12/20?
Mr. Joe?
Yes, ma'am.
So, yes, sir, that's what I'm saying. The whole account is canceled, but that is considered a valid charge. That's why I asked that you recall going in and entering in for that product.
I went in to enter, but I thought it was $5.74.
So it does say the $5.74 for the shipping charge. However, in those terms and conditions, it does state that it will be enrolled into a membership if you do not call and cancel within a certain amount of days. Which yours with the carriage, it was the 4 days.
I just saw this on my credit card today.
Yes, sir, and it's the 4 days from when you placed an order. So you placed the order on December 20th to enter in for the $5.74. However, it did bill you on December 24th for the $67.32 for the membership because you didn't call in and get it canceled.
Okay.
That's why.
So are you going to cancel both of these charges?
Yes, I'm canceling the whole entire account.
Okay.
Out.
Is there a cancellation?
Okay. Yes, just give me 1 second. Okay. Are you ready for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie. 263-492-060.
060, okay. Okay, yes. Thank you for appreciating. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Happy holidays. Thank you for calling customers. Bye-bye. Bye.